Living, Learning, and Teaching in Taipei, Episode 1.
Yo, we got D-Nice One throwing those fat beats for you. You should know what happens when I start the flow in the club. And if you don't, well, I guess I got to show you what's up. I got cats in the back want to show me they thugs. Got the girls in the front want to show me they butts.
Welcome to the first episode of Living, Learning, and Teaching in Taipei. You just heard Warren Fox, who is actually the guest on today's show. In addition to being an accomplished rap artist, he is also an amazing martial artist. And I've brought him on the show today to share with us how to get started in martial arts, or if we've been training for some time, how to improve our training. Warren, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
First of all, why did you choose Taipei?
Well, one, I'd have to say that a lot of Taiwan first, because a lot of the traditions of China, i.e. being martial arts, the reason why I'm alive, are actually in Taiwan. Like a lot of people would say, oh, go to mainland China and you can find some real kung fu there. But as I found it myself, in my experience, the Great Cultural Revolution cleaned up a lot of stuff. And, you know, you lose a lot of history with that, and you lose, you know, the complicated characters or traditional characters, and you lose even a few traditional martial arts. So that was when my first interest was piqued, because my friend who was Taiwanese mentioned that to me before. And then the first job I got online happened to be from Taipei. I came here and fell in love with it.
What is your favorite part of living in Taipei?
My favorite part, I would have to say plural parts. I have, one, I can do martial arts every day. I can make the schedule that I need so that I have free time working about 25 hours a week, and then I can just spend the rest of that time in the afternoon or in the evening if I choose to just train. The other thing I'd say is Chinese. I speak Chinese all the time. When I wake up, when I have to go to the bathroom, when I have to go to the store, when I'm, you know, any little need, being in Taiwan, it makes it wonderful that I can always use my abilities that, you know, I went to college for. So there's nothing better to learn a language than actually being at the root of the source of the language itself.
Okay, well, there's always a dark side.
There's always a dark side.
So what is your least favorite part of living in Taipei?
Traffic is a big problem every day. You dodge cars every time you go to work. And when you're dodging cars, you get used to it. But it still adds kind of a little pressure to everything you do. When you go to work, after you dodge a few cars, when you're working, it makes your day feel just a little more stressful. And when you finish work, you dodge a few cars and come home. So the dodging car thing is something that I'm a little tired of. It's not safe. People do get in accidents. And the scooters are really unpredictable. They zigzag, you know, they're like snakes. I have no idea which direction they're actually going in. And usually when I plan on doing some kind of movement, when a scooter comes at me, I freeze like a deer in the headlights. So yeah, scooters are terrifying. And most people on those scooters, even a few of my friends who I won't mention, don't have licenses. So that makes it a little bit worse, you know. They're lawless.
All right, you mentioned a couple reasons why Taiwan is a better choice than China. Anything else you want to add to that? If someone's thinking of going to China or Taiwan, why would Taiwan be a better choice?
Oh, well, that I think really depends on what you're looking for.
Okay.
When I was in China, there were some beautiful things there. If you're looking for culture and, you know, when in Kunming, there's a lot of things that I would say were very beautiful. It was still very, very young. It hadn't adopted all of the technology just yet. Taiwan is really the middle ground, you know. Taiwan has culture here, but it also has a lot of, you know, it has hip-hop, has fashion. They're very, very up to date. Some people would say that they're too up to date. They're taking things in so fast that they're throwing out their own culture too quickly.
You've lived in Taipei for 5 years now, is that right?
Yes, it'll be 5 years in February.
Okay, what have you seen change in that time?
I think Taiwan changes really fast. From what I've seen when I first got here, the knowledge and awareness that they had about black people was very, very minute. And now it's really grown to the point where a lot of people here can distinguish the difference between a black American and a black African, which makes things easier for me. It makes it easier for me to find the English teaching job, because before, when I first got here, a lot of them said, oh, I'm sorry, your English is not standard, even though I'm American. The reason why doing martial arts here is flourishing for me is because of the fact that so many people here don't want it. And as sad as that is, to think about, you know, a world later on where it may not be something that really exists. It might be something people have to look for in museums. And that's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing, to preserve the arts, preserve the culture. And I think every person has to play their role in life, you know? So this is mine.
And my role is to go to the next question. Okay. Yeah, let's move on to martial arts specifically now. What tips would you give somebody who is just starting to learn martial arts?
If you're just starting to learn, or if you're about to learn, I'd say the first thing you need to do is a little bit of research. You have to realize that martial arts is much like your personality. It's going to be like you. There's so many different forms and styles of it that you shouldn't just take the first one that runs at you. So you got to research a little bit and see if the philosophy of the style is something that you want to do. And if you don't know yourself well enough, then just start something to start something. You know, getting going is the hardest part. Once you've been there for, you know, a few months, it becomes a habit, and then it becomes harder to stop than to start. You know, I've been training for 25 years, and it's not every day that you feel like doing it. You have to change your training. You don't always have to change your style. You don't always have to change your instructor, but you have to change your training. Martial arts is so big that if you know, in any style, there's so many techniques that need to be practiced. And I think that you need to change the variations or the methods that you use to practice them. And this takes a little bit of creativity, but, you know, if you're a martial artist, you're usually, you know, kind of creative, and you can figure out exactly what you need to strengthen yourself. Don't just do what you're taught to do. Break outside of the box of your style and learn how to take your, you know, your movements and maximize them. And you can do anything from training in the water, or training with, you know, using weights, or, you know, what me and my brothers used to do when I was young, doing Taekwondo. Example, we used to go on a kicking trail. And a kicking trail means that we would just go into the woods and we would just run as fast as we could. And every time we saw a target, if it was a flower, if it was a butterfly, if it was a branch, we'd jump up, we'd kick it.
You kicked butterflies?
We kicked the hell out of butterflies, right? And that, hey, that's supposed to be impressive. That's not cruel. How many people out here can be cruel enough to go kick butterflies on the regular? You know? But yeah, basically, you know, you got to find ways to put variation in your training. Otherwise, if it's the same thing every day, no matter how good it is, you're going to feel like it's cornflakes. But the good news is that really that martial arts is very three-dimensional. Things can be worked backwards. Things can be worked in slow motion. Things can be worked out, you know, from inside out. So really just with a little bit of research, you can figure out a way to keep yourself pushing. Change your training.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Warren. I think our listeners are going to get a lot of wisdom from your words, and I hope to have you on the show again.
Thank you very much.
To learn more about Warren Fox and to get other useful tips about living, learning, and teaching in Taipei, go to our companion website at live-learn-teach.com.
Hey,
听清楚啊，不知道你们不敢相信。如果你还没有跳舞，你到底在干嘛？这个就是嘻哈，这个不是恰恰。不准人在旁边，就简直看看。要大家在这里活泼的参加，因为这个是一个派对，不要浪费。这么好的机会，有DJ和MC在一起，给你们听听什么是嘻哈的。All right, we're recording. See that.
Nice.
It's recording
it's
now.
It's recording now. Okay.
Everything that's recorded now is recorded now.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now. Okay. What happened to then?
You missed it.
When?
Just now.
All right.